She's got a man on the side. Yeah, she's with him today. And I probably won't die. But it sure feels that way. And I used to be strong. I used to be tough. And she used to be pretty. But now she's just pretty tough. Oh, I'm pretty tough. Yeah, I'm pretty up now. Oh, she used to be pretty. But now she's just pretty up. Now I know people say.
Program. Thank you for coming along. 503-733-2970. In a few moments, we join Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Going to be here in a few. Like us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. Coming up tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, Aaron Geek in the City Duran will be here to review the new, what is it, 23 or Deer 23, whatever the hell, that new Jim Carrey film that looks terrible. Anyway, so he'll be here tomorrow for that. We'll talk to, what the hell else are we talking to? Is somebody else coming in tomorrow? What the hell is tomorrow anyway? Friday?
Did you say Aaron already?
Aaron's going to be in tomorrow because Scott Daly can't be here. I mean, not that we don't love having. Oh, seriously, again? For the love of sweet, flaming Jehovah. All right, can you turn my computer back up?
Mm-hmm.
Tim, do you have this new breaking Anna Nicole Smith news?
I do, I believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Ministry of Truth with the guy, Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth.
So tired.
This is Tim Riley.
News breaking now. Howard K. Stern and Larry Burkhead simultaneously announced moments ago, without any anger toward each other, that Anna Nicole Smith will be buried in the Bahamas. Repeating, Anna Nicole Smith will be buried in the Bahamas. The announcement came just a few minutes after Judge Larry Sidlin decided that Daniel Lynn's court-appointed guardian should mediate the dispute.
They're lovers, identical lovers.
Totally. Okay. Look, all of a sudden now after the trial stand, they're all friendly to each other.
Except
that's not the news I'm talking about.
Pope Marshall Stern is awarded custody of the remains of Anna Nicole Smith.
Now, they didn't talk about the paternity case, but the judge said they should do something about that
later.
You
should get into a jurisdiction immediately and have every you two are the primary potentials here to submit to a DNA and find out who the father is. It's enough baloney here.
All right. Except, okay, now, that apparently, though, now, this is unsourced, as they say. Scotty, where are we getting this from? Where are you getting this, what you're typing on my screen? Is it people calling, or did we see this online? Is that where are you getting this information that you gave me here? Okay, all right. So, according to what Scotty is telling me now, Scotty has heard this from some people who have called who just saw this. Do we have that feed? Do we have the CBS News feed, Zara? Do we have that?
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently, according to this now, the mother just filed an appeal, and the moving of the body has now been indefinitely halted. So that's the latest. I don't know if that's true. I'm trying to find out here. I'm trying to get the CBS News feed back here. I don't know. We'll find out. Do we have this? Yeah.
No. I have why the NBC feed. We can't play that, can
no,
we?
No, we don't. No. That's okay. Apparently, I mean, that does really, they're all loose to it. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, I've got an email about this. Breaking news. Let's see. Breaking news. Anna Nicole Smith's mother has filed an appeal, and the medical examiner says the body will not be going anywhere. So what's his name? Furperl or whatever that medical guy's name, the DA or the medical examiner, says the body will not be going anywhere until the appeal is settled. So there you go. So she's like, swear to God, less than an hour after they decided the body was going to move, now the body's not going to be going anywhere. There's going to be no open casket, no funeral. I think we've now figured that out by now. So, all right, there you go. So more on this as it continues to unfold. So apparently the body's not going anywhere. Jesus God Almighty. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, goodness gracious.
I have nothing to add.
Well, police have arrested a Portland man on drug-related charges after they said he called 911 because a dance club refused to let him in. Employees at the Kareem nightclub of Beaverton say they wouldn't let Edgar Diego's Lopez inside because he was too intoxicated. So, yeah, he called 911 and complained to dispatchers that he was denied entry. Then, through a translator, the club said they had a right to refusal on this, and apparently he went home.
He went home peacefully, unlike other people we know. All right, fantastic.
So I was looking for,
I'm trying to find if there's breaking Anna Nicole.
I just have to keep refreshing everything, in 1 minute.
Seriously, yeah. Well, that's it, because it's a given that there is breaking Anna Nicole news, like, every single moment here. Where was that? Oh.
Just something falling apart.
Yeah. The sound of something, going crazy. All right. Well, I don't see this document.
See that anywhere.
Bruce's emailed though to say that it's true. Let's see. Listen to the headline of Drudge. I want Anna Nicole buried with her son, says blubbering judge. Okay, so it doesn't. I can't find it anywhere.
I'm looking.
But Bruce Agler is saying that it is true. That the Anna Nicole Smith body move has been delayed.
Mm.
All right. Well, anyway.
Meanwhile, Oprah is endorsing Barack Obama. That'll be lost in the news cycle. A man tried to rob Denny's overnight, the Beaverton Denny's, and threatened to shoot everyone at the Beaverton Denny's. Happened at 1:30. There were only a couple of people inside, thank goodness. The robber told the cashier if she didn't hand over all the money in the register, he would shoot her and all the patrons of Beaverton Denny's. Well, the woman was too scared and failed to open the register, and the man ran away.
Excellent.
He's an Asian man, clean-shaven, 5'7", medium build.
Where?
Beaverton.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. All right.
Yeah.
Let's do a couple of these phone calls here. Matt, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello.
Matt, what's up?
Oh, it's Matt, but that's okay.
It's what?
It's Mac, but that's okay.
Max, yes, hello.
Rick, I would just like to say that I've been clean for maybe 15 years, but I spent about 15 years doing every drug I could find, and my one experience with meth is that once you start, there's no stopping.
So how long did you do meth for?
Well, I did it a couple of times, but the first time that I did it, I think I did it 2 weeks straight every day.
Jesus.
And it was because we met someone that was sort of giving it away. And when we realized, when we wanted to buy some from him, that it wasn't, he wasn't just showing up in his car, that he lived in his car.
It's sort of like going to a bar and somebody's left credits on the jukebox. How can you say no? You got to use it.
Well, and, you know, the thing is, all these drugs, especially Portland, you know, everything is so cheap. But I got to a point where I just decided that I wanted to remember the pleasantries of my life. And it's a lot easier to meditate and do real things that you can remember as opposed to an artificial euphoria that you never get over.
I don't want to say that I'm jealous of a guy who does drugs for 15 years. That's the wrong way to put it. But I will say this, that I don't know. It does seem a little unfair because here's the thing: is I know how I work. Like I know that I wouldn't be the guy who could do drugs for 15 years and then sort of clean up and like move on and whatever.
You know,
like I would be dead. I'd be that guy that overdosed and died the first time.
I can't talk about doing mushrooms without having a complete out of body experience. But I fell off the wagon one time and ate a bunch of pot brownies. But that was the only in 15 years. Return to it's just so artificial. I like to do real things that I can remember.
Yeah, see, and I don't really care about that. I don't have any of those priorities. That's another reason why I shouldn't do drugs, because I don't really care if I have actual pleasure with real people. Doesn't matter.
Well,
to me.
You know, the story is that it's the reason they tell you not to do any drugs is that you're just spinning a chemical roulette
wheel.
Who
cares?
Because one person will do them and say, oh, I can, you know, I don't need this, and the other person will do them and it'll click for
them. Oh, well, yeah, no, well, see, that's my thing, and I would be the guy that did heroin once and I would die. I would die or
well,
I would paralyze myself.
Rick,
and
everybody that does heroin dies. It's only the people that quit that live.
Yeah.
They all die.
I suppose that is true. All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah, and Rick, I'm addicted to your show,
like
an old man on Camel Straight.
Fantastic. Thank you. You spread the word, my friend. All right, there you go. Excellent. Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand people who can do drugs and then just stop. And I would totally be the guy that did. I would just do some line of cocaine from here to the wall, and then I'd be that guy that I would just have a stroke, and I'd just talk like this. I'd talk like Brian Wilson for the rest of my life. I know me. That's how my luck works. I would do it, and the first time I did it, I would just paralyze half my face, and then I have to wear a bag in my pants for the rest of my life. That's exactly how my drug luck would work. So I know better than to screw with that. It would not work out well for me at all. Let's see. Which is probably good. Let's see. Kevin, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey there, Mr. Rick Emerson.
What's up?
Hey, not much. While I haven't done any drugs or anything, I want to give you an idea of a good book by Dr. Drew Penske called Crack, Putting Life, Broken Life Together.
You understand that I don't have an addiction to crack, right?
Oh, no. I realize that.
Okay.
But
as long as we're clear on that.
The title of the book, but it really gives you a perspective of from the healthcare provider dealing with insurance companies and what the people go through with detox and trying to get them to a point where they actually want to take the time and the effort to go through serious treatment. It's an interesting book because it deals with different people, but two or three times, with the number of people that he used, and he changed the names, that they would come in and get sober enough to leave and then come back two or three weeks later. So it was like an ongoing thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Well, that's what I meant to ask that last guy, and I sort of forgot to ask him. But I wanted to ask him. Like, I don't know if you've done crack, which everybody I know, it's not like I'm surrounded by crack fiends, but everybody I know who's done crack has just described it as, you know, as somebody once said, better than the best thing you've ever imagined. And I was just wondering, like, once you've done that, like, is there any point to doing anything else? You know what I mean? It's like, is there any, like, can anything else possibly ever entertain you after you've spent a weekend smoking crack? Like, what roller coaster, what sex could you possibly have that would be good enough? All right, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. We got to run. Thank you. All right. About the corpse, this email says, Sarah is so right. Larry Burkhead and Howard Kay are definitely an item. They're living in a little grass shack and not wearing any pants. It makes total sense, says Lisa. All right, Scotty, can we bring Jen Lane to the studio here? Welcome Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine to the studio. She will join us here momentarily. What am I doing here? I'm looking at the... Is this more breaking? Boy, this Anna Nicole Smith news is just wearing me out. It's making me thirsty. Jean, hello.
Hi, how you doing, Rick?
I'm okay, Gene. What's up?
Well, you guys don't have cable feeds, so you are missing a whole lot of information.
Well, here's the thing. We just moved into a new studio, and we're a couple weeks away from our television being in. I mean that sincerely. We're going to have a TV, but it's not in yet. So yeah. I believe Tim has some breaking news that we're going to go to right now. Hold on. Let me... Tim Riley with breaking news.
Richard Milstein, the court-appointed guardian of Daniel Lynn Smith, has announced he intends to bury Anna Nicole Smith in the Bahamas next to her son, Daniel.
All right. So is that what you're referring to, Gene?
Oh, I've got way more information than that.
Oh, boy.
Well, I know everything about this case from jump.
Okay.
Yes. Dr. Perper, you know, the guy with the head, he and Milstein are going down, they're going wherever the body's buried, but specifically they want to go to the Bahamas, if that's where it's going to be buried. There is a paternity hearing tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, their time. So that means basically what's going on, what I think is going on.
I'm sorry, there was a little ambient noise from Jen Lane there.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I know how it goes.
Go ahead.
The reason that Deborah Opry is so happy with this decision and the reason
that
Howard and Larry came out all looking like boyfriends is because they're working on a deal. Howard's not happy about this deal. They are finagling to get a hold of that baby. I think that's why Milstein is going down to the Bahamas.
Excellent.
Because they need to get DNA from that baby.
Okay.
So anyways, turn to the hearing tomorrow. Nothing's happening before that.
All right. Thank you, Gene.
Court papers are filed in the Bahamas already.
Gene, God bless you.
Court papers for the paternity test?
Yep.
Gene,
that's interesting.
Gene, can I put you on hold and have Scotty get your phone number and because you sound like you're really on top of these things.
You can become the new Jim Roop.
I could easily be the new Jim. Well, not Jim Roop.
Well, no one can be the new Jim. You could be the Gene Roop. All right. I'm going to put you on hold, and if Scotty can get your information, we might have speaks with you tomorrow, as the British say about this.
All right, we'll see what we can do.
Okay, fit us in. All right, there you go.
People call her people.
Yeah, sir, I'm in the book. That's Gene. Scott, if you can talk to Gene. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. From Barfly magazine, pull herself away from her menthols and her Ellery Queen magazine.
Oh, excuse me. I've been sitting in your green room absorbing the odors of the microwave for the last 40 minutes.
That's the Art Alexakis
green room. It wasn't just your food. Your food smelled like roses, of course.
Of course.
Thank you, Jen Lane.
Jen Lane from Barfly magazine. Scotty, I don't even think Scotty's in there. I think, Gene, if you're on hold, just kind of hang tight. I don't even know where Scotty's gone to. Scotty just sort of disappears for a long bit. Okay. Well, don't type yes, I am in here. We'll pick up the phone and get that information. He's typing in the screen. I'm right here as I'm looking at the phone.
It's still not picked up.
Am on other phone.
What
other phone? I'm looking at the lines. None of them are lit up.
Is he taking a personal phone call right now?
Scott, are you taking personal phone calls in company time? We'll sell your organs to the Chinese. All right.
There he goes.
All right. There you go. Good boy. All right. Anyway. Good God Almighty. How are you, Jen Lane?
Great. I had a really good time hanging out with Scotty on Friday night.
So did you witness any of his...
I did. Yeah, he had a long, long talk with my breasts outside Dante's. Yeah, primarily about the great breasts on other women. It was really...
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, I just got to take a second. We're not going to break it.
Yeah, and then he said, yeah, Jay, you've always been my favorite... Even went back when you were just in my ear.
God damn. All right. Guy.
Scotty.
If you didn't hear yesterday's program, so we were all at Storm.
Maybe we should get this straight right now. Does Scotty want to be buried in the Bahamas next to Anna Nicole?
So Scotty was at the Storm show on Friday and was plowed by the time
he was literally rocking sideways.
He was so drunk, and he's a real happy drunk, though. I think we can all agree on that.
He's jolly.
He's
kind of a happy, horny drunk.
Yes. It's sort of just a magnification of the way he is sober.
It kind of goes into that, you know, poodle leg humping sort of thing that some drunk guys do.
It's just, and he gets real glassy eyed, you know, just real, and with a big perma grin on his face. But he was, he let, well, okay, what did we talk about yesterday? He did yesterday confirm that he got to Dante's, or was already drunk there because he'd been drinking Sparks at home.
He drank two Sparks before he left.
Got to Dante's, thought there was a strip club at Dante's. When he found out there wasn't, walked to Mary's.
Uh-huh.
By himself?
Well, that's only two blocks away.
I don't know if we confirmed that.
And by
did he go to Mary's? I thought that it was confirmed.
Well, I know he went to Mary's.
Well, he went to Mary's, whether or not he went by
waitress friend.
Did the waitress go?
Apparently.
I don't know anything about anything. So he went to Mary's, claims he stayed for one dance. It came back to Dante's, where I guess they let him in. But then he walked outside or something to smoke or whatever?
Well, he was having that conversation with my press outside. And then when he went to re-enter Dante,
he
went
to
the back
too?
No.
Does Scotty address your bosoms when he speaks to you?
No, but there was another gentleman speaking with Sarah the whole time. I was open target.
Who was speaking with Sarah?
Stop it.
I was the lone antelope that's behind her.
Oh, was that Raul?
I don't know. Was it Raul?
Someone looked like your dad. I don't know. Looks like a nice man.
Someone looked like my dad.
Maybe that's why I haven't been introduced to him.
Like your dad and like Santa.
I wouldn't know. Was it Sarah's gentleman friend?
No, I don't know. It was just, I think it was a guy. It could have been, I don't know what it was.
You
it
know,
could have been an apparition.
Well, you kind of know what the...
I do, yeah. It was your special. It was your, friend of choice.
And he looked like Santa Claus?
No,
my
I
dad.
Was kidding.
Okay. This is totally no fair on me. I don't know what we're talking about here.
No, Jen and I, we're all hanging out outside. Around KJ, I was just kind of, when Scotty gets into his super drunk mode, I just kind of feel that it's best for me to just stay far away from him, so I didn't witness it.
All right. So this,
no, but he doesn't.
Scotty's demanding, why are we talking about this again?
Maybe we should bring him in here next segment.
That's a good idea.
I didn't get a chance to debrief.
Now, to be, Scotty will debrief you.
we got a break. We haven't taken the 20 yet.
Well, that all depends.
You're going to be inside the 20. All right. Well, we should take this break. We'll, we'll come back after this.
What astronauts do when they're in love? Oh, depends.
Hello. We'll come back after this with Scotty J, Jen Lane, more of the Ministry of Truth with Tim Riley, Lycus at 3, Donna Mike at 70, stay there. Here's Pulp, the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio. Stay there. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Thank you for coming along. That's a great photo of Britney Spears, but oh, that is a great background. Well done, Sarah Dillon.
Thank you.
The fetching new background for our radio. You know how to do MySpace page backgrounds. Most people don't. Most people, they do it, and it's like, it ends up being like black text on like a purple background or something. And thank God you're not putting up some
with colors.
And it's not some background where things are like moving and gibbering around everywhere. All right, thank God. All right, it's 503-733-2970 here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. I don't know, something else has probably happened with Anna Nicole Smith and or Britney Spears. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, please make way for your personal safety.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Nicole Smith will be buried in the Bahamas. Do not believe anyone telling you otherwise. Moments ago, Howard K. Stern and Larry Burke had simultaneously announced, without any anger, that she will indeed be buried in the Bahamas. This after the judge in the case said that's the way it should be, but left it to their lawyers. Everyone went up back room and they discussed things for a little while, and then they came out and greeted the general public on the streets. And without any more problems, everyone is just moving along with their lives. And I'm waiting for this to load.
I just want...
Oh, that's the TMZ sound, isn't it? How sad that I know that.
Yep.
Didn't even see the screen, I know what that is. Good God almighty. All right, is this, we're waiting for Howard K. Stern, the audio or something?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Now, let's see here. Howard K. Stern. Today, and I'm very grateful that Anna Nicole's wishes are going to be carried out. Say what you're saying to me. He's saying that he's Howard's
saying that he's just very glad that Anna's wishes are carried out and she will be...
So she's going to be going back to the Bahamas with her son.
After all the acrimony in court, how is it you four standing side by side right now?
I think it's just we all understand that we all love Anna and it's in her best interest to come together and get this thing.
They've been standing behind her, behind each other for some time.
And on behalf of Howard, Virgie, and Larry,
I guess she's done.
Larry will be seeing his daughter very soon at the funeral, and I just want to say thank you to Howard.
Thank you, guys.
That's Burkhead. The sounder is great. It makes everything sound like a. You
it's
know,
so confusing.
Next week,
it's like Law and Order.
Totally, yeah. That's exactly what it sounds like. Coming up tonight on.
So the mother just told Larry that she's excited for him to be at her dead daughter's funeral because then she'll get to see his daughter.
I don't know. That's it's all very confusing. All right, so Howard K. Stern and Larry Burkhead are now in. Are now inexplicably, unless you're Sarah Dillon, are inexplicably chummy with each other. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, there you go. Okay, so we'll have more on that as it unfolds.
He's the guy that's been suing Anna Nicole for paternity tests.
He's the bulldog who clearly is the father, who is the most likely candidate to be the father.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. All right. Well, let's do a couple non-Anna Nicole stories if we have them. Or is there yet more news?
Well, we're waiting for Britney Spears to do something, but
she's like a mouse behind the glass in the pet store.
Like Mount St. Helens.
Totally. Hello, come on, jump around, run on the wheel. They totally ought to do that. Your rehab ought to be free if you do it in a glass box on the street where everybody can watch.
And a big hamster wheel.
Yes, with a huge one of those things that you get water out of with a ball bearing at the end of it. Seriously, think about that. You do free rehab, but the deal is you're in a glass room,
you know,
and everybody gets to watch.
Those new apartments, those are expensive condos on Delmont, they're like Delmont 40-something,
yeah.
Totally inappropriate. Looks like a little piece of Vancouver, BC blew off and like landed in middle Belmont.
Totally.
We were joking the other night, they look like a place for humans to be studied, like in a lab.
So like
they have electrodes in the backs of their neck.
Completely.
You know, there's a giant scientist playing human.
This is like my idea. I had this idea the other day for a weekend program. I'm just going to do this and see if anybody sues me. This idea for a weekend program where we bring some shrink in, and it's like an infomercial. And the deal is, we get some crazy person, and they get free therapy. But the deal is, it's got to be on the air.
Would they violate the APA codes?
Not if all parties agree.
Dr. Phil.
What if all parties agree? If the shrink agrees,
yeah.
And if the patient agrees, we broadcast the therapy session every week from like 7 to 7:50. The 50-minute sessions, it works out fine for your abs. You get to squeeze in a few spots. And it'd be interesting. There you go. I'm just going to do that. I'm not even going to ask anybody's permission. I'm just going to do that show and see if anybody sues us. Here's Tim Riley.
Are you looking for hosts?
Bastard. No, I'm not.
All right.
Who were you thinking of, Tim?
We have plenty of people in-house who could handle that.
In-house?
Well, we don't need to go outside and look for...
Okay. Oh, no, of course not. We don't need to go outside, because that would be crazy. Because going outside...
Scotty J should host it.
Recruiting such a person off the street...
Wait, I thought you were going to provide free therapy with a real psychotherapist. It's going to be free therapy with Scotty J?
Well, you know, if we...
Yes.
Oh, and we trip and fall into gold.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
That's fantastic. I know what you were thinking, and you know what? The person you're thinking of should be our first patient, Tim.
That would be great.
That's the thing.
Has the person swung by the new studio yet?
Swung by.
I don't think she knows where it is. Because since we had the glass replaced upstairs, there were no call letters on the window anymore.
Reeking of month-old sardines and lint. No, that person hasn't stopped by.
Any day now.
Yeah, bring a fruit basket. She is a fruit basket.
Oh, man. You can just smell her crumb. You can smell the crazy coming.
Yeah. Anywho, therapy with Scotty J. That's fantastic. That is a great idea.
With the sound of waves crashing in the background.
Now I mean this sincerely, and I know this sounds like some a-hole smart-ass thing for me to say. I think Scotty might be a good shrink, really. I do mean that. Or at least like a counselor. Seriously. I mean it sincerely. I am not. You're giving me a look.
Yeah, maybe if breasts needed therapy. You could give them
hands-on
a talk
therapy.
Breast-needing therapy.
Needing therapy. Do you need? I can't. How do you even phrase that? I do breast kneading. No, that doesn't work
everything
either.
But
wait, what's the name
everything
of the, what was the name of the store on Hawthorne from yesterday?
Everything but sex.
Yeah.
Welcome to Everything But Sex. Is that an actual merchant?
Yeah, that could be the name of his show.
Everything But Sex.
That is so funny.
Seriously. It only works when spoken aloud, though. Anywho.
Sponsored by the Eagle PDA.
Now, here's the thing. Never mind.
Too late now.
No. Here's the thing. What the hell was I even saying?
What thing are we discussing?
Yeah, no, Scotty as a shrink. Scotty as a shrink. Here's the thing. If you were just, like, really depressed and just feeling really down about life and just, well, life sucks and I should just end it all now, I really mean this. Put yourself in a room with Scotty J. I bet Scotty would manage to really cheer you up after, like, a good 10, 12 minutes. I bet you. I really honestly mean that. I'm not trying to be Eddie Haskell-y about that. I'm not saying he'd be a good psychotherapist, but I do mean that I think Scotty, as like a guy to like sort of pep you up a little bit, I can totally see Scotty doing that.
Buy you drinks?
If I pep you up, you mean ogle your bosoms. Seriously. I mean this sincerely, because we dog Scotty so much on this show. Scotty gets the fuzzy and the lollipop so frequently in this program.
He is a very happy, nice, funny person to be around.
Let me say this. Of all of the five of us, Tim Riley, Sarah Dillon, Jen Lane, myself, and Scotty J, if one of us was, no fooling, gonna man like a suicide hotline, who would you pick? I pick Scotty. Absolutely in a heartbeat.
Well, you know, I used to work in a suicide hotline.
Well, why? I mean,
you
don't seem like a bundle of sunshine.
Well, you know, actually, because it's not about being sunshine. It's about letting people talk.
It's just about lying, isn't it? And saying life is worth living.
No, not at all.
No, you got lots to live for. Sure.
But opening doors, creating options.
It's retarded.
Not retarded.
You're retarded, Rick.
It's something to help other people.
Saying
Rick.
Opening doors and creating options, but that's one of those phrases though that doesn't mean anything.
It does though.
What does it mean?
Well, I mean, so when somebody's facing suicide, they feel that's their only alternative is to kill themselves. So you need to show them that there are other alternatives to doing that.
I suppose there's a slow death through alcoholism or some sort.
Exactly. That's what we're all here for.
All right. I'm just see you, Scotty. Scotty, you know, let's see. Well, no, he's typing all kinds of affirmations.
Are we going to have him come in?
Well, let's do that, shall we? Wait, hold on, with the
Scotty J.
He's typing. No, 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 no.
What else to say? Except
you're not going to amount to death.
I just now. This sounds like a terrible joke. This sounds like one of those things you'd see in a bad Mel Brooks film. But you know what? Never mind. It's a long story. But I will say that years ago, this is many, many, many years ago. I was maybe 19, probably. Probably had just turned 19. I was an adult, but I don't think I had turned 19 yet. And I was having a real bad night. And is when I was living in Spokane. And I called like are you going to jump off a building and you know whatever? Call this number
it's
first.
It's Samaritans. That's who I worked for.
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I was a volunteer.
They only have 2-story buildings there.
In Spokane, you have to jump 5 or 6 times. I'll tell the story another time. But. It did not go well. The person who took my call was not very supportive. Anywho. Hey, Scotty J, how you doing?
Doing great, Rick.
Scotty.
Thanks for asking.
I like your Dr. Pepper t-shirt, Scotty.
Do you?
I do, actually. I like the color.
Oh, thank you.
It's different from your mess one.
You Dr. J.
And you're
Dr. J.
And you got those...
show. What's your problem?
You're wearing those flaming Converse. And by flaming, I mean, actually, they're covered in flames.
I am a flaming Dr. Pepper. You get it?
Okay.
Did you really plan it like that?
No, I didn't. All right. I really believe this. Therapy with Scotty J. This is a great idea. Wouldn't you listen to that show?
Can I drink while talking?
Probably.
See, there. What would we find more interesting? Scotty being the therapist or Scotty getting therapy on the air?
Being.
Yeah, because if I got therapy, I'd just be saying F this, F that, F you probably the whole time.
Why would you be saying that? Okay. Maybe we've chosen too soon.
No, if I was the guy getting the therapy.
Why would you say that to the guy giving you therapy?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, why don't you want someone to help you?
Scotty, why are you afraid to love?
Why wouldn't I want somebody to help me? Because I let me put it this way. I'm not a big sign believer, but I was born in August, so I'm like a Leo, and I believe I'm a lion. I wear the pants in the family, that whole 9 yards.
You have somebody saying
that. You believe
that.
You're a lion that wears pants. You're going to be the therapist?
That's right. So, if somebody's trying to tell me what to do or give me advice, a lot of time I think I'm right.
Are you a talking lion as well?
You
know
what kind of pants they're wearing.
I'll ruffle them up, and then I'll...
Okay.
They're not Dockers, are they?
Well, lion wears khaki.
Why? You have to quit saying you wear the pants in the family.
Okay.
You don't.
All right.
If you wore the pants in the family, you wouldn't say you wore the pants in the family. No one who says that really does. You
like
know
Ralph
that that's
crammed it.
Seriously.
I guess it makes me feel better when I
lie. When you lie to yourself.
When I lie to myself, yeah.
It's good to have dreams. It's good to
that's
have
my therapy.
It's
lie to yourself.
A good time. Between 11 and 3 daily.
Really, it is true. All right. So, anywho. So, apparently... do you become a complimentary to everyone when you're drunk, or is it just women? Because you become really, really nice to women when you're drunk. And by nice, I mean lecherous.
And by women, they mean their breath.
No, I'd say I'm pretty nice to everybody. Because I was like, I was talking to Mailman Chris. I'm like, oh, man, we should go on vacation someday together.
Welcome to my family.
As buddies.
With the wives, of course. And he's going to kill me. He's going to, why do you always bring me into this? But, so I was being nice to him. I'd be nice to everybody.
Uh-huh. I'd be nice to everybody.
Okay. I'm just a nice guy.
All right. What would you and Mailman Chris do if you went on vacation together?
I don't know now.
Would you go to the Bahamas?
It was one of those thoughts that kind of went away with the alcohol.
What do you suppose you meant when you said it?
He was saying something, and I'm like, we'd probably have a blast together, like in Vegas or something.
Well,
like
going anywhere with Mailman Chris is kind of like going on vacation, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's a good thing. All right. I'm sure I meant good by it.
So did you guys book tickets already? Maybe you guys could just get a six-pack and go down to, like, the fridge, just under the fridge.
Diddler's Beach.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Okay.
I don't even remember why I brought you in here now.
There's no reason.
We were going to ask Jen Lane about her experience with Scotty Jam.
Oh, yeah. So Scotty was very nice to you on Friday.
The funny part is you must have looked different because I don't even remember talking to you. And it's not an alcohol thing.
Digging yourself.
No. It has nothing to do with alcohol.
Are you kidding me,
Scotty? No, it's like...
You paid a lot of attention to her Friday. Now, yeah.
No, the thing Friday is I must not have really recognized it. Oh, that's Jen Lane.
You were totally talking to me.
I know, but you must have looked different.
You're like, I love you, Jen Lane. You know, even before when you were just back in my ear, I loved you then. You've always been my favorite.
And when you're in my ear.
I love that Farfly. Farfly is awesome.
Farfly. and that trip you take to all the clubs, that's fun.
Now I have to confess. Now, see, I'm being a dumb guy who doesn't remember, but what were you wearing on Friday? How were you dressed?
What was I wearing?
Was it white?
What was I wearing?
Was there any white? Did you have white?
I never wear white, so
okay,
I can say no. And I honestly can't remember what I was wearing. I know I looked lovely.
I thought you had a white jacket on or
something. Nope. Okay. Definitely not.
Jen Lane in a white jacket?
No, Scotty. No. All right, no. It was something low-cut.
Chris, there was that unicorn I was riding.
Was that you?
Okay. Scotty, you don't even remember talking to Jen. So deep down in your subconscious somewhere... You love her.
Well, who doesn't love Jen Lane?
Excellent. Hello, Rick Emerson Show.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, I'd like to make an offer. I'll party with the crew. I'll buy the pizza and beer, and I'll pay for all you guys up to $150. And because I'm tired of just getting to say three sentences or one sentence, I'd like to meet y'all.
I have no idea who this is.
Do you think you can get all of us for $150?
Seriously, you can get Scotty for 5 minutes for that. You can do whatever you want to him in that 5 minutes. Everything you can do.
Five minutes in a class. That was
that 5 minutes. You can do everything but sex.
Okay, we're not even going to go there.
This joke copyright Rick Emerson Show.
Seriously, no, that's never been more.
That's smashed. No, I think y'all guys for a couple of drinks and some pizzas or something, and maybe I could sit and chat with y'all.
You're kind of creeping everybody out. Who?
I'm not creeping.
You're not creeping everybody out. What is your name, sir?
I live in the Hawthorne District. You know, I ain't that weird.
What is your name? What is your name, sir?
Bill.
Well, and you're already Bill. Stalking me and Sarah.
No,
come and see us and buy us drinks or give us the cash.
No, I've never even met Rick. I'm smart.
We'll share it. We promise. We'll share it with Rick.
I gotta talk to Scotty because I think he needs a little bit of
really
the education department.
You need to, so Scotty needs to be re-educated by you.
He doesn't necessarily want to meet anybody else on the show.
Hey, it's really Jessica. Well, no, we'll rent you Scotty. We'll give you Scotty for $150.
So you take him into the studio.
Yes.
No.
Or look any of us in the eye.
Pizza or something. I don't want to go to the studio.
Well, we may, I don't know, we may be doing a gathering at some point in the future. We're going to, I don't have any specifics or anything, but we're going to try to put something together in the next, I don't know, in the next little while, as they say.
You guys got all your groupies hanging around and everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm surrounded.
It's really hard to talk to y'all.
I can't walk down the street without people throwing themselves at me. It happens constantly.
I've seen your wig.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Yes. All right.
We still love you guys.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
There you go. Thank you. All right. You know, that joke's never going to get old. That everything but sex. It's never going to get old. All right. I don't even know who this is here. Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? I called to fill in a little bit more of Scotty's night out.
Dr. Phil. What you mean on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was outside, just gone out for a smoke when Scotty came out of the bar, and it was clear he was never going back in. Never. No, it wasn't a lot of cussing. Scotty's a nice guy. He was very happy. It was a little bit like watching a guy row a boat across a lake when he doesn't realize his oars aren't in the water, though.
Was this was this before or after Mrs. J arrived?
I don't really know. It was just before storm went on.
Scotty, were you looking forward to your Mrs. J arriving at Dante's on Friday?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The problem is, you know,
it was such a yes.
I'm sorry, but the alcohol caught up with me. I became two sheets to the wind, and you know, it's just one of those nights.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right, there you go. Rick, Scotty's show could be, Scotty's therapy show should be called Clean Me Up Scotty. let's see. I'm telling you, man, that's a great idea. Scotty J, life coach.
Tell us what your dirt is.
No, it's
a changing day. It's a changing day.
People laugh, but I think it's, funny. Let's see, what else do we have here? Where did my music go? Rick. Pleased to be remembering the Lycus party, vis-a-vis Scotty J becoming nice to everybody. Scott, this is from a man, by the way. Scotty J, after many a Jack and Coke with a six-pack on the side, thought it would be a good idea to touch my ass, this is from a man, and say, quote, he told me, dude, oh, this is from Aaron. Scotty touched my ass and said, quote, dude, you're a funny effing guy. We totally need to hang and sing together.
Maybe go on vacation?
Don't go anywhere. And then he says, come to think of it, he kept staring at my boobs, too. Aaron Geekin is in it. All right.
I have no comment on the ass thing. I don't know where that would come from.
All right. Blah, blah, blah. Scotty J, mailman crazy. Everything but sex, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. What else do we have here? Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this? Hello there.
I want that line too.
Right. Rick Emerson Show. Hello. All right.
That's strange.
All right then. Have we taken our 50? Are we done?
Sure haven't.
Nope. Okay. Oh, we got a break then. All right. Fantastic. Well, okay. Let's take a break here. Get that done. Come back. Talk to Jen Lane. Find out what's going on in the world of Barfly Magazine, etc. Like is coming up at 3. Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11, and so forth. Coming up tomorrow, the Rick Emerson Show, Aaron Geek in the City Duran from FilmFeverRadio.com, and we'll have a little bit of time with Dennis Pitchenbarger as well. You stay there. Back after this.
Trouble.
Talk to me about everything.
Dr. J's going to take you down, Rick Emerson.
Talk to me about everything but sex.
Dr. J.
Seriously.
It will be a changing day for you.
I give it like three. I give it like 3 hours until that everything but sex joke is like is on like Fark.com or something, and everybody's laughing at the hilarity of the guy that created it.
It was me. It wasn't a guy. It was a girl.
Yeah, but I'm saying it won't be you. By the time it becomes like an internet meme or whatever they call it, it'll be somebody else. It'll be like DarkAxe59 said the following thing in a post on
like every time you masturbate, God kills a kitten.
Yeah.
You know who put that together? Me.
Really?
The first issue of Barfly in 99.
Is that true?
Uh huh.
I see that. I mean, I know you know this, but I see that everywhere.
It's an old joke, but I Did you do like the little Photoshop with the prancing kitten?
With the kitten? No, mine was with a kitten just tilting its head sideways. But that was the original, and that went all over the place.
It's been, again, it's everywhere on the net.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty rad.
Seriously, would be more rad if you got a credit for it.
Actually, I think on, like, Wikipedia or something like that does say.
Really?
Yeah. Somewhere there is credit for it.
It's like a friend of mine who's very bitter about this, by the way, who's got this script in a drawer that is, like, copyright 1989 or something about a black cop and a white cop who wear black and white suits and capture aliens together and use, like, a little red bean to, like, blank out your memory. And ask him about it. He's real. Like, get a few belts of booze into that guy and then ask him how he feels about the Hollywood
thing. Yeah, I know we don't have time for this, but I just had this, like, crazy thing. Like, this woman... moved to another city, decided she loves Barfly and would love to start one there. It's like, I've got investors that, you know, HTS are franchising it. So we went through all this stuff talking about, you know, how we could do that, blah, blah, blah. And now she's just turned around, she's totally screwing me just doing it.
Well done.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm totally serious.
Part of life's rich pageant.
You can, you know, like, but, you know, when
you get a lawyer
my
and
back,
just, like, have her just,
Could, but it would probably end up costing us more than it's worth. I mean, she probably won't succeed with it, but it's just a total slap in the face. You know, I mean, she led us on, you know, to believe that, you know, she
Let's
wanted to invest in this. And
let's book her as a guest and not tell her who we are.
Oh, my God, that is a brilliant idea.
Right.
I'll do it today.
We'll do that. Well, real quickly here, Jen, what's coming up in the world of Barfly?
We've got our great St. Patrick's Day tour. It's going to be the 7th annual St. Patrick's Day Barfly bus run, and that's, of course, March 17th, Saturday. March 17th. And my birthday's coming up 2 days after Rick.
What do you want?
You can go to Amazon.com and look up Jen Lane's gift list.
Fantastic. That's why we love you. Hey, Mailman Chris, we only have time to bottom line it today.
You got everything, still at zero.
All right, are you going to be rubbing suntan lotion on Scott's
phone?
No.
Yeah.
No. All right. Blah, 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 blah.
I could be his sister's story, nothing but that.